Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show! And today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Today's question comes from Ken, and Ken asks, my business is doing well, but I don't feel fulfilled. What do I do? Firstly, Ken, I want to reassure you that you are not alone in this feeling. Many, many entrepreneurs go through this feeling and go through this stage in their entrepreneurial journey. I certainly have in the past. And I'm going to share with you some things that I think you should do before you make any decisions, and then share with you some of the options that you have. Because at the end of the day, you do need to feel fulfilled about what you do. What you do on a daily basis is what you spend most of your life on. And you want to make sure you're spending your life doing things that make you feel good, that fulfill you, that make you feel significant, that bring happiness in your life. And not to go all woo-woo on you, but this stuff is important. And when you don't have it, when you don't feel good about what you do, it could drag you down. So I'm going to get into all these things in today's episode. So let's jump right into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. With their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, or email, your website is in good hands. You can get the help you need anytime you need it. Whether it's design services, marketing services, or securing a new domain name, HostGator's got your back, and they do it all without breaking the bank. And in fact, they're giving every listener of the $100 MBA Show an amazing discount, 25% off when you go to HostGator.com and use promo code OmarHookup. That's HostGator.com, promo code OmarHookup. So Ken's business is doing well, but he doesn't feel fulfilled. He's not enjoying it. He doesn't feel like it's giving him any sort of satisfaction, whether that's personal significance or feel like he's adding value to the world in any way. What should he do? I like this question a lot because I know there's people out there listening right now that have this question in their mind. And also those who don't have this question in their mind will have that question later on in life. And I feel like I can provide some value in this area because I've had this experience before in my entrepreneurial career. So if you're in a business that's doing well, it's making money, that you're profitable, but you're just not feeling it, you just don't feel fulfilled, it's a tough place to be in. And in fact, I think it's tough because the business is doing well. It's easy to quit something you're not doing well at. If something's going horribly wrong and you're not making money, it's easy to quit. It makes sense to quit. But when things are going great and the business is thriving and it's growing and it's profitable, but you have this feeling where it's just like, oh, it's just not for me. I'm not really feeling it. It's really hard to quit it because it's doing well, because it is paying bills. So what do you do? I'm going to give you the first step and the first thing you should do. And this may sound a little bit different, a little bit weird, but I truly believe in it because sometimes we just need perspective. First thing I want you to do, if you're feeling this way, is take a break. And when I say take a break, I mean take some time off, and not a few days off. I say at least 10 days off where you do not touch the business at all. Go away, go on a break, have a good time with your loved ones, or go alone if you want. I want you to go on what's called a sabbatical. Just go away for a moment. In the scheme of things, 10 days is a moment. When you look at the whole time you're in that business. And when you step away from something and enter a different environment, It allows you to get some perspective. Sometimes feelings are cloudy. You might think that feeling is unfulfillment, but really you're just burnt out. You do get fulfilled, but you just haven't had the energy and the time to recognize it, or the perspective, like I said. So go away, take a break, step out of your space for a moment, and I recommend a minimum of 10 days. I know 10 days sounds like a lot, but you should be able to step away, carve out the time. And I say 10 days because a week is good and everything, but it takes you about 2 to 3 days just to unwind, just to get used to your surroundings. And if it's just a week, you know, by the third or fourth day, you get used to it, and you got to pack up in a couple of days. So I recommend 10 days at least. If you could do more, if you could do a month, that's great. And if you have a great team running your business, just let them do their thing. And I encourage you to go away and have a new experience, whether that's visiting a new country, a new culture, go on some adventures, go hiking, whatever it is. Get your mind out of the business, and you'll find yourself after a few days thinking about how you actually feel about the business. When you step away from things, the harsh, difficult grind of the business starts to fade away, and the sweetness of it starts to rise to the surface. And you start to realize, maybe I do enjoy this business, but I'm just overworked. But you can also discover that, man, this business is not really aligned with who I am. It's not really aligned with where I want to go. And if that feeling gets stronger when you go away and you get perspective, then you need to take different action when you get back. I know this seems like a simple exercise, but the simplicity of it is the beauty of it. The whole point of this thing is just re-centering yourself and just getting back to the core you, who you are. You're stripping away all the noise and the distraction that you're normally in business, and you're just reflecting and asking yourself some real questions. So if at the end of the sabbatical you feel like, you know what, this is not aligned with what I want to do or who I am, I need to change. What are your options? Option number one, you can sell your business. And it may be easier than you think. You can reach out to your competitors and say, hey, I'm shifting gears. I'm looking to sell my business. Are you interested? Here are my stats. This is my revenue. This is what's going on. That's one option. You could sell it. Option number two, you may have somebody in your own nuclear family that'd be interested in taking it over. Hand over the reins and let somebody else take over. You can still be profitable and be still making income from that business by remaining an equity partner. Don't have somebody close that wants it? No problem. Find a partner. And that partner might be right in your face. One of your community members, somebody that is a great customer of yours, somebody that loves what you do. Ask them, hey, do you want to take over my business and I'll give you 40% of my business? And they manage it, they run it, they do everything. And you still reap the benefits. And if you still want to have a say in the way things go, you can still do that. You could stipulate that. That's the art of business. You can negotiate it. What are the other options? You can sell off your assets of the business, whether you're in a physical store and you could sell out the actual fittings or the equipment that you have, and just close. Now, you've built a business and a brand, and that may not seem wise, but some people will just decide to do that. And it's your business. You can do what you want to do. Now, obviously, it's probably more profitable to sell the business or get a partner in or do the other options I mentioned, but that is an option. You can just close down if you feel like you don't want to do it anymore. But whatever option you choose, I highly recommend you start thinking about what you want to do after you sell this business or stop doing this business. What will fulfill you? That's the question you have to answer. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a moment, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. When it comes to your website where business gets done, we highly recommend you go with HostGator. Not only are they reliable and have the power to take care of thousands of websites, but their support is amazing, and you can reach out to them any time of day, 24/7, with their live support via chat, phone, or email. I love this because when it comes to your website, you need to speak to somebody quick, whether that's a quick change, a redesign, or adding a new domain to your repertoire. And HostGator does it all without breaking the bank, and in fact, they're giving every listener of the $100 MBA show an amazing discount, 25% off hosting. Just go to HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP. Again, that's HostGator.com. Use promo code OMARHOOKUP to save 25% off. One of the best pieces of advice I can give you when it comes to finding a business that will give you fulfillment is looking at the areas in your business or in your niche that you feel like you can contribute to. What areas in your industry where you say to yourself, man, I should fix this problem. I can seriously contribute in this area. Ask yourself, you as an individual, with your personality, with your gifts, with your talents, with your experiences, how can you specifically contribute to helping other people in your area of expertise? When you know you're contributing, when you know that you are adding in a special way, in your special way, you will feel fulfilled. For us here on the $100 MBA Show, Nicole and I feel fulfilled because we're able to use our education background. Both Nicole and I were educators at the high school and university level, and I get to use my experiences in entrepreneurship and use my experiences as an educator to teach on the $100 MBA show in our other programs as well. So I get fulfillment knowing that I can use my special skill set to help people build businesses that they want. That's incredible. And sometimes we can overlook these things. And that's why I mentioned at the start to go on that sabbatical to get perspective. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Ken, I hope you enjoyed the answer to your question today. I hope that helps. Guys, remember that if you have any questions, you can email us at contact@100mba.net. And as always, if you want to show us some love, leave us an iTunes rating and review. We'll love you forever. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. How you feel about what you do is important. It's not something you want to ignore because it will affect your performance. It will affect your business. If you're not enjoying yourself, if you're dreading what you're doing, it's going to seep through your products and services. So reevaluate. That's why it's important to take breaks and to reflect. It's not only good for you, but it's also good for business. All right, guys, I'll see you on tomorrow's episode. It's a must-read episode where we talk about the book Brand Against the Machine. We get into it tomorrow. I'll see you then. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.